time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The 72nd Annual Convention of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, coming July 19th and 20th at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Great speakers, great trade show. It's a great place to network with fellow cattle producers.
It's just a great opportunity to meet people and get to know folks. There is so much value in that. The number one resource that cattle producers receive their information is fellow cattle producers. Well, there's no better place to do that than the OCA convention.
Learn more at okcattlemen.org.
OKC West Livestock Market is a modern facility with improved ways of handling livestock. OKC West was designed with producers in mind and truck drivers and buyers alike. They're committed to providing the finest state-of-the-art facilities, the most experienced personnel, the most efficient processing, and the most careful handling of livestock you'll find in the state. OKC West, selling cows and bulls on Mondays, stockers on Tuesdays, feeders on Thursday. Give OKC West Livestock a call, 405-262-8800 for more info.
Well, the USDA Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, or APHIS, has confirmed a case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in an Oklahoma dairy herd. The positive sample was collected by the dairy in April and recently submitted to USDA APHIS for testing. The dairy herd has fully recovered, and the farm has not reported any other cases of HPAI. There's no concern about the safety of pasteurized milk or dairy products. The commercial milk supply remains safe due to both federal animal health requirements and pasteurization. Oklahoma is the 13th state to have a confirmed positive case of HPAI in a dairy herd. Well, the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, or the latest WASDE report, came out last week. I had the opportunity to visit with Allendale's Rich Nelson that said wheat was the big talk.
Wheat was where the superstar discussion happens. And, you know, we've got to recognize that this crop is certainly separating itself from the prior 2 years of problem crops. USDA really jumped these numbers up. For new crop production, the trade expected something close to a 45 million bushel increase, so a second month in a row of higher production across the U.S. Instead, they jumped it by 133 million bushels on this one report. Very big number as far as a change for this kind of a quiet report normally. So as far as discussion on new crop wheat stocks, 758 million bushels last month, now 856. So we certainly have a larger supply situation here in about 5 years. And as further having some discussions on pricing here.
You mentioned bigger numbers on wheat. I'm assuming that much like the rest of us in Oklahoma, it's because we've had a better crop. So is that kind of what these numbers are recording?
It does. And we do have to admit that. And let's be very clear, guys, based on anecdotal evidence, based on what producers are telling us across the board, this is a good sized crop as far as not just winter wheat, but also spring.
To hear my complete conversation with Allendale's Rich Nelson, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Crop production reports also came out on Friday. We had the opportunity to visit with Troy Marshall at USDA NAS that said the report updated yield and production numbers for the small grains.
Just kind of looking at that in Oklahoma, we did see a small increase in yield. So we did increase yield by one bushel. So we did raise that forecast up to 39 bushels to the acre here in Oklahoma. And just kind of recapping from the acreage report, we did increase harvested acres out of that acreage report coming in the end of June. So we did see that overall production increase in Oklahoma to 105 million bushels, just over 105 million bushels here in Oklahoma. So that is up when we start looking at that, about 53%, 10% increase on acres. 53% increase on production. So a pretty good increase. We definitely know our producers have been out there and seen a little bit better.
Once again, that's USDA NAS's Troy Marshall. While many tools for managing risk exist for livestock producers today, Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, may be a valuable option for you no matter how large or small the operation. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
It's a risk management tool for large producers, small producers, the small cow-calf guy. It's eligible for anybody that wants to have a floor and buy insurance on their cattle.
Give Farm Data Services a call today at 800-579-8164. They are an equal opportunity provider. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.